Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What Did I Get Anyway? The talk show.
Where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as Etiquette Lady Donna Page.
Right.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, June 27th, 2010, and we are broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia. It is hot, H-O-T, exclamation point. I'm Donna Page Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And good evening. My name is Denise Harding. I am the HR lady. Yes, indeed, it is hot.
Oh, my goodness. We know where hot Atlanta comes from, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Well, you guys, thank you so much for joining us this evening. We're going to pick up with part two of Pet Peeves. And, of course, you'll get a chance to tell us just what gets on your nerves when it comes to improper etiquette. So, you guys out there, get ready. Let me go ahead and give you our contact number. It is area code 347-324-3295. Once again, 347-324-3295. Or you can email us, as many of you already have done. It's etiquettelady, plural, at gmail.com. Well, Denise, of course, we know that the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? So, since we've posed a question in the title, we need to tell everybody what it is. Now, of course, etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manners. And now, for the new listeners, I want to take just a moment and talk about the origin, where actually etiquette comes from. Now, etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And I definitely think that's what everyone would like, whether they admit it or not. What do you think, Denise?
I think so.
Now, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So, in case you guys don't remember all of that, just remember etiquette is a fancy word for manners. And, of course, we want you to mind your manners. It's part of why we actually do this show. Now, before we get started, you guys, listeners, we received your emails about the phone line issues from last week, and we certainly do apologize. Now, we're not quite sure what the problem was, and obviously that's why we were only to accept one call. Now, what we think it is, when you call in order for us to be aware that you are there and to have your number actually show up on the switchboard, what you need to do when you call in, you're prompted to press 1. And if you do not press 1, then your number's not going to show up. So make sure that you press 1, and that will notify us, and your number will pop up on the switchboard, and we will certainly get to you just as soon as possible. So that's probably what happened last week, okay? Now, listeners, Denise.
Yes.
What peeves you guys? What bugs you? What irritates you?
Mm-hmm.
Once again this evening, we're giving you a chance to sound off, get it off your chest, and, of course, feel better to begin your new week. Okay, so let's see. We're going to go ahead, Denise, and take our first call. We're going to try to get to as many of you as we certainly can. Let's go to our first caller. Extension 4999. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi there. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway? We're talking about pet peeves. What are some of your pet peeves?
Repeat
What's
that.
On your nerves?
Pardon? Repeat that. My name is Eve.
Your name is Eve. Hi, Eve. We're wanting to know what bugs you. We're talking about pet peeves. What bugs you? What gets on your nerves?
Well, at this moment, nothing gets on my nerve.
Okay.
Sometimes, like burnt barbecue, sometimes that gets on my nerve. Burnt chicken at a barbecue cookout.
Okay. So you're saying if you go,
went to a cookout and it's catered, and then they burn the barbecue, and then they also burn the chicken. Catered affair.
Catered? No. Where did they get their catering license?
I don't know. But that really bugged me for a minute.
Yeah. That's interesting.
So you have any suggestions?
Well, if you go to a barbecue or cookout or barbecue, whatever the case may be, and the food is burnt, I guess the best thing for you to do is concentrate on the other food, maybe the vegetables, perhaps. Now, of course, if you know the host and it's a friend of yours or something like that, of course, you can kind of pull them to the side, don't you think, and say, well, what happened to the barbecue? Let me know next time. Maybe I can help you out with it. That would be a nice thing to say.
I wanted to help then.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, but
that offered my help. I offered my help, after doing catering for 36 years. But they ignored that. I asked three times.
This is someone that you knew, right?
So no, I didn't know them personally. I just wanted to offer my help. But I know the next time, I thought about it, the next time I'll just pack me a lunch. Pack my own barbecue.
Taking
my call.
You're so welcome, and thank you for sharing that with us. And so you guys out there, when you all are hosting cookouts, try to make sure that you don't serve anything that's burnt up, okay?
Thank you.
Okay,
have
thanks
a good
so
night.
Much. Thanks, you
bye
too.
Now.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. That was beautiful.
Okay, Denise. That's interesting. Okay, let's we're going to go ahead and go to our next caller. Hello, extension 8498. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway. Can you tell us your first name and where you're calling from? Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. How are you?
Hi.
Could you tell everyone your name and what city or state you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Charity, and I'm calling from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, well, hi, Charity. How are you?
Good.
You doing great today?
Yes.
Wonderful. Now, we are talking about pet peeves. Charity, what gets on your nerves?
When people read... When people pass gas...
Oh, boy.
When people pass gas...
Charity? Charity? Charity.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I want you to hold on for a moment, and I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to give you time to get all your laughs out, okay? So hold on.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and take another caller, and then we'll get back to her. Extension 8395. Hello, and if you would, tell us your first name and where you're calling from.
My first name is Hattie, and I'm calling from Ellenwood, Georgia.
How are you, Hattie?
I'm doing great. How are you, Donna?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Pet peeves.
Talking about pet peeves today?
Yes.
Yes, that's a very, very serious topic.
Yes.
My pet peeve is one of many. I think the one that bothers me the most, I mean the top of the list, is, is trash being thrown in the community. I just can't figure out why people do it. You know, it's like you're in your vehicle. I'm done with this bag of McDonald's bag, empty bag. I'm just gonna throw it out instead of just holding it in your car until you get to a trash can, or you're just walking down the street and you're done with your Wendy's bag. And you just I'm done with it. Just drop it. I mean, I just don't understand why what goes through their heads when they do that.
Right.
Our community be so filthy, and we complain to others. We're the ones that want to, and we complain to others how bad it looks. When we're the ones that's doing it to ourselves.
Sure.
There ain't no one. And it's almost like they think someone comes in their neighborhood overnight and just dump trash.
Mm-hmm.
We do it to ourselves. Well, they do it to our neighborhood. I don't do it at all because, I mean, it just bothers me so bad when you just walk through an intersection, or you exit from an intersection, you just there waiting for the light to change. You see all this trash on both sides of the street. Like, people at the light, they say, okay, I'm done with this, and just dump, throw it out. And then so everybody that comes on that intersection has to look and see this trash.
Right, littering. It's awful.
Yeah, I call my... DeKalb County Beautiful. I call them quite often my neighborhood. So they have community service people that'll come out and clean up the area that you if it's in the course of your county. And they will clean up the area, but you know, you can't call for every area you're passing through.
Right.
You just have to.
Right. So how
and it's continuous. It doesn't ever stops. You know, it's not like they cleaned up today, but then 2 months later it's back again.
Sure. Sure. And, you know, the thing about it, it's unfortunate that you would have to call someone to come in to pick up trash that some other people in the area probably, you know, did the littering themselves. And so it makes you wonder, the people who litter makes you wonder what their home looks like.
Yes, and it makes you not want to live in the area. But then, you, like I said, I've seen it in a lot of areas. It's not just my area.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it in a lot of areas in especially DeKalb County, Fulton, you know, Gwinnett not as bad. Working Gwinnett, I don't see it there. So, it's, you know, but it's so much all the time.
Right.
And I see people do it. I be wanting to say, why'd you do that?
Right. When you're writing.
It turns out when you say something like that, somebody you don't know.
Right.
So,
but you know what? It's and we all often say on the show, it's not what you say, but it's not necessarily what you say, but how you say it. And what is so sad is that, and because I've seen it all the time too, people just riding up the street or on the interstate, and you just see a bag just thrown out the window. And it's like, wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, also we, you know, as I'm out shopping, I see in the parking lot a lot of times there are bags, there are bottles, and all kinds of things just littered all over the place. So I agree with you. I mean, people are just so messy.
Yeah. And instead of leaving it in your vehicle, you know, which you know, Jesse is messy, but still, just come a time where you should say, okay, let me dump my trash out of my car.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better being in your car because it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's spread all over the community. Someone else
yeah, and,
to clean up.
Mm-hmm. Right. And isn't, if I'm not mistaken, aren't there fines that are usually, you know imposed if you litter? I think I've seen signs.
It's not enforced because actually one on my the area I tell you I call all the time.
Mm-hmm.
For them to pick up the trash. It's a $1,000 littering sign right there. Do not litter. The $1,000, but.
Wow, and they're littering by the littering do not litter sign.
Yeah, and I've been for nine years. I've been calling them like at least four times a year. No, I call them.
Mm-hmm. And I guess law enforcement has to see it too, and see the person doing it in order to enforce that fine.
Well, as much as it's there all the time, all they have to do is park, and they will eventually see somebody do it.
Oh yeah,
because it's not like a little trash here and there.
Well, thank you for that. If you can hold on just a moment, I know you said you had more than one. Hold on just a moment, please. We'll be right back after this quick break.
What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is sponsored by Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars provides both personal and professional development training for all ages and offers motivational and training materials such as What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book covers introductions, writing thank yous, table and telephone manners, and much more. In addition, the book, What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Some of its contents include how to master the art of networking, business over lunch, and how to impress your interviewer, only to name a few. Pages Etiquette Seminars, that's www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com.
Okay, you guys, we are back. We're going to go to, we're going to try to go back to Charity and see if she's ready to share her pet peeve. Charity, are you there? Hello? Hello? Charity, are you there? Okay, we'll come back. Let's go ahead and pick back up. Hattie, are you still there? Hello?
I didn't speak to her.
Hattie, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and come back to you so you can share one of your other pet peeves.
Okay. Is Denise there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hi. I'm sorry I didn't get to speak to you earlier.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. You were speaking of something very important for our neighborhoods, and I appreciate it because it's nothing worse than driving through a messy area or shopping in an area that's messy. That's a pet peeve for me. I don't like dirty parking lots. It makes it seem like the actual shopping store or establishment is probably dirty inside as well. So I appreciate your comment earlier.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But there are others I have. Popping gum loudly is one. That bothers me, and also speaking loudly on your cell phone in public bothers me. You're just having a conversation with someone, and everybody's around listening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't hear your conversation. It bothers me. Open doors and cabinets and shelves bothers me.
You mean like left if someone opens them and doesn't close them back? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, you're done with it. You just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I have a whole big problem with people just not completing and not doing the things they should do.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's really what it boils down to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you're done, you open the cabinet door, you get your whatever out item, and then you walk away. Or you open a drawer, you know, a cabinet, get something out of the filing cabinet, or whatever, and then you just walk away. I mean, that's not being considerate of those around you.
Right, very true.
Mm-hmm. Right, unfinished.
Yeah, you finished what you took it out, you wanted it, you needed it, you took it out, you used it, and then you just walked away, left it that's sitting there. That bothers me too when you just people leave things sitting around when they finished, like a plate. You know, you're done with the plate, you just walk away.
And you're speaking of adults, aren't you, Hattie?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to train adults when they've done it all their lives, too, isn't it?
I know.
They're
like, are you done with that? They're like, yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty unfortunate, but yes, you're absolutely right. I know, also noticed in break rooms, it's just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
In break rooms, nobody seems to really want to take a responsibility to, say, even clean the microwave or the refrigerator because they're, you know, assuming, obviously, oh, well, it's not mine, so, but if you're using it. And so that's not good either. That's certainly a pet peeve as well. Let me
I see people do that too. They spill something in the microwave and they just walk away.
I think a lot of people think, you know, perhaps they're maids that are on duty that are unidentified, obviously. We'll be right back.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at etiquetteladies, ladies plural, at gmail.com. That's etiquetteladies at gmail.com.
Okay, we are back, and we want to try to go ahead and address some of these emails. And I know, Denise, I think you have a couple.
Yeah, I have several.
You guys, we're going to try to get to as many as we possibly can. We've got about 7 minutes left. One that was really special that came through to us during midweek, and this one says, I enjoyed listening to your show, and my son and I missed you when you were away. Anyway, I would like to share an act of kindness. My 7-year-old son, Josh, who listens to your show with me, opened the door for a lady who had lots of bags in her hands when we went shopping. Also, he tried to help a lady that was having a problem pulling out a cart. I said to him, Josh, you are really being helpful today, and I am proud of you. He said, remember, Mommy, when we listened to that show on Sunday and they told us about kindness? Remember when that boy asked those ladies on the show, what can he do to be kind? Well, Mommy, I like to be kind, too. Was that kind what I did? I assured him that, yes, it was. Thank you, ladies, for making an impact on my 7-year-old. I hope he remembers the rest of his life. And this email comes from Kathy Myers in Daytona Beach, Florida. Wow, Kathy, thank you so much for sharing that. And certainly, you guys are probably listening. I think Josh deserves kudos and certainly an applause. Excellent, excellent, excellent job.
Good job, Josh.
And, of course, that will certainly go in our acts of kindness that we have.
Now it's time for Random Acts of Kindness.
So you guys, please remember to be kind, and we're so proud of him. We're going to go back to the phones and see extension 3447. Hello, thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway? Hello?
Hello.
Hi there, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. If you would, tell us your first name and where you're calling from.
My name is Carol, and I'm calling from Indiana.
Okay, great, great. Thank you for calling. And what is your pet peeve?
Well, my pet peeve, I have a problem with, I love to travel. And when I travel, and I generally, majority of people do fly coach. Worst, the thing that really bothers me, we're in the coach, and the room is not that, your seating arrangements is not that large. You don't have much space. But when a person ahead of you want to take their recline that chair all the way back in your lap, You know, and to me, I feel that if a person really needs to have a great comfort of, and they don't shouldn't think to realize the person behind them are very uncomfortable because you're in their lap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's ridiculous. So if they actually need more room, I feel they need to be in first class and not in coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a pet peeve of mine that I just bothers me.
Sure, and I'm glad you brought that up, and I'm certainly going to invite you to call us back next week because we are going to be talking about travel etiquette. And there are quite a few different pet peeves, if you will, that go on, and that's one of the major ones. And, of course, people should always look behind them first before reclining back or just simply turning around and saying, okay, I'm going to move my seat back a little bit. Is this going to bother you? Or let me know if it bothers you. And that we're definitely going to talk about that on next week because it's not good. And of course, especially when you're traveling, you want to be comfortable, you know, while you're traveling. And like you said, if someone, you know, you're sitting there and you're having to have someone in your lap at the same time, and it's not a baby, you know, that's a little inconvenient.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank you for bringing that up. And we next week, you guys, that is going to be our topic is travel etiquette. So appreciate you sharing that with us.
Okay.
Do you have another one, or do you want to hold them until
next week?
For next week. Okay, great. Thanks so much again for calling, and have a wonderful evening.
You as well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Denise, we only have a few minutes left, Denise. Let's see if we can get to one of your emails. You guys, we apologize. We have a lot of activity this evening. Go right ahead, Denise. About a couple minutes.
Dear etiquette ladies, my pet peeve is when I call someone and they don't answer the phone, but then I leave a message, and a few minutes later, the person will call me back and say, did you call me? Why don't they listen to the messages first? Then they would not have to call back. Please listen to your messages first, Sharon, Lithonia, Georgia.
Yeah, that is real common. It really is. And that kind of irks me, too, because people will do that to me, too. They'll say, did you call me? I say, yeah, I left you a message. You didn't get it. You know, so a lot of times people are screening their calls, and if they recognize the number, they'll say, oh, well, let me call them back real quick and see what they wanted. And meanwhile, you've left a message.
Or you're leaving the message, and the person is calling
right.
back.
Right, they're already calling you back, right. You're sharing.
Well, you know,
that's common.
It is common. For me, sometimes I can't get to my phone right away.
Mm-hmm. Me as well, yeah. So, guys, try to listen to see if you have a message first and then return that call. Well, guys, we are out of time. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much again for listening to our show, everyone that called in and sent us emails. We will pick up on the other emails that we did not have an opportunity to get to on today. Those of you joining us for the first-time listeners, thank you so much for becoming a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or a topic that you would like to discuss, please let us know. Be sure to tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen as well. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly, write them deep within your heart. And that comes from Proverbs 3:3. And be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week, just like the one that Josh called in. That was beautiful. You guys, thanks again for tuning in. We will all talk again next week. Have a wonderful, blessed week. Take care, and God bless.
God bless.
Good night.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we'll discuss another exciting topic.